What was the idea behind Beggar's Banquet Records?
Well, because most of the major record companies are so short-sighted that they really cannot see talent staring them in the face.
In the uncertain world of rock music, no one knows what will be the next sensation. The only solution is to try everything and anything, and above all, keep the cost down. First they tried Ivor Biggin, who multi-tracked himself at home.
My brother is a nudist, he doesn't give a hoot. You can hear him shout when the sun comes out, and he runs about in his birthday suit. Just the bare essentials, he don't care what folks think. Showing his credentials while the ladies stop and blink.
But the problem with Ivor was his style. It was too naughty. Banned by the BBC and commercial radio, they even had difficulty pressing his records. Although he got in the top 20, Ivor Biggin would not be another Mike Oldfield.
He doesn't need to bluff.